Call 1-800-DUI-AWAY or go to 1-800-DUI-AWAY.com. A great defense can be the difference between a dismissed case or jail time.
1-800-DUI-AWAY!
It's another Jubal phone tap.
And weekday mornings on the 20s.
Only on Moving 92.5.
Hello, this is James.
Hey, Dr. Pepper. How's it hanging?
Hello. I'm sorry, who is this?
It's Eric Fein.
Oh.
CFO for the company you work for.
Oh, Mr. Fein. I'm so sorry. I didn't expect to get a call from you.
No worries, Dr. Pepper.
Oh, well, I've never been called Dr. Pepper before.
Well, I saw you getting a Dr. Pepper out of the vending machine the other day. So that's my new nickname for you. What do you think, Dr. Pepper?
Well, sir, you know, I'm cool with nicknames. Yeah, I do drink Dr. Pepper, so I guess I've kind of earned it.
Dr. Pepper.
Are you a fan too, sir?
You say it with me. Why don't you say it with me?
Oh.
Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah. Dr. Pepper.
Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
So, uh-huh. I'm surprised, did you need anything from me specifically, or?
Well, I know we haven't officially met face-to-face yet, but I've been following you during your first week, and I gotta say, things aren't looking good.
Oh.
Yeah, I noticed a little something about you.
Oh, what's that?
Well, first off, you should smile a bit more, okay? Every single time I see you around here, you're always looking so serious, and I'm like, why so serious, Joker?
I am kind of serious. I'm known for that. Yeah. I can totally smile and be a little more affable. You know?
Hey, speaking of showing things off, why the closed-toed shoes? You know you can wear sandals here.
You know, sir, I've never been a sandal guy. I'm a dress shoe guy.
Well, I'm just going to throw it out there. Probably try wearing some sandals occasionally, okay?
I don't see anyone else wearing sandals
to work. Dr. Pepper, Dr. Pepper.
Yeah.
Hey, part of getting ahead in this company is dressing for success. Yeah, you know, right now you just seem so closed off to me.
Oh, well, you know, I am new, sir.
Yeah, you're walking around with that frowny little face, not showing off those tots.
Excuse me? I don't follow you.
Well, I'm just saying, you know, maybe if you switched up the shoe game a little bit, stopped making me guess what's underneath there and showed off those little piggies.
Oh, wow. So this is getting a little uncomfortable for me, I gotta be honest.
I don't understand why. I thought we started things off pretty good, Dr. Pepper.
You know, this is my first week, I don't really know what I'm doing here, and I'm just trying to get my bearings and get the lay of the land, so.
Hey, don't take everything so seriously, you know. You look tired today, are you tired?
I guess I'm a little bit tired, but I feel fine.
Yeah, you know what helps me when I'm tired?
Coffee?
No, a nap. I got a couch in my office if you want to take a nap.
Oh. Well, I'm all set. Thank you, sir. I can take naps at home.
Come
on,
Dr. Pepper. It's a comfy couch. It's deep, too. Could be room for two. Both of us on that couch.
Yes, sir, I've got a ton of work. I don't mean to be rude, but thank you for taking so much interest in my first week.
I've taken a lot of interest in you, Dr. Pepper.
Oh, wow.
It's sort of a pet project of mine.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay.
So what do you think? Swing by, take a nap?
You know, I think I should just kind of deal with my manager right now and get my bearings straight, just kind of focus on my team.
I'm going to be direct with you, Dr. Pepper.
Uh-oh.
Sounds to me like you don't want a raise.
A raise? Sir, I just started working here 3 days ago. It's my first week.
I know that, Dr. Pepper, but play your cards right, and maybe I can fast-track you. You ever been fast-tracked before?
I don't know what you're talking about.
I'll fast-track you in the conference room after hours if you want.
Sir, I'm sorry. Are you hitting on me?
Are you hitting on me?
No, I have a girlfriend.
Do you want to be hit on?
No, I'm great.
Then
nope.
I think I understand what you're saying. Professionally, no, I'm not. You get what I'm saying. Keep it our secret.
Mr. Fine, I'm not following any of this, and I just started this job, and I'm just here to work. And if I do good work and get a raise down the road, that's fine. But I'm just not comfortable with the way this conversation has gone. Are you doing kissy noises at me?
Dr. Pepper, why would I ever do that? No, I'm just eating some sunflower seeds. I got them stuck in my teeth. Listen.
Okay, Mr. Feinstein, I feel like this is really crossing the line. Do I need to get HR involved in this?
HR?
I'm very uncomfortable.
HR, you mean Henry Robbins from down the hall?
I don't know the people in HR, but...
Never thought of it, but sure. I like how your mind works, Dr. Pepper. Let's get a third in on this business transaction.
You know what, sir? I got to put a stop to this. I am not okay with this, and this is ending. I'm ending this conversation right now.
Oh, come on. Relax, Dr. Pepper.
I said don't call me Dr. Pepper.
Come on, Dr. Pepper.
No, my name is James.
Okay, and my name is Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning, and this is a prank phone call.
What?
This is actually Jubal from Brook and Jubal in the Morning doing a phone tap on you, and your new coworkers Anna and Ingrid set you up.
Okay, wait, what's happening?
Your new coworkers Anna and Ingrid set you up for a prank phone call.
Oh my God. Wow.
They said they wanted to welcome you to your first week on the job, and they think you're cute.
They said I'm cute?
No, I just added that on my own, but they did want to mess with you.
Okay, because they're like 50 years old and not my type.